Or the opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, we've got some football this weekend and some other good stuff. You think we'll get to talk about it? Let's do it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, hey, we're in studio. We'll take some calls. 713-780-3776. Is your number 713-780-ESPN. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will read it, and it's his reason for being, so help him out. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel if you so desire. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, put your comments in the chat. All kinds of ways to get in touch with the show here on a Friday. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you, Freddy boy?
Not much. I'm very happy to be alive today.
Why is that?
I mean,
more than usual?
I was almost murdered last night.
Okay.
I was walking down.
Do tell.
Well, there's a place that every Thursday we go for steak and usually hang out with Lawyer Dave and Roger, just a regular crew, right? And I'm walking down there because it's not too far from my home. And I'm crossing kind of the side street, and I see this, if you know where Emancipation is, I hear this truck gunning his engine, and I look up, and the dude's got to be going 90 miles an hour, and this is like a 30, right?
Okay.
And he's about, I don't know, 80 yards away at that point, and so something in the back of my mind says, dude, you need to get off this street, because he's going to turn, and he's not going to look, and you're going to be dead. And so I took off running to the side. And damned if I wasn't exactly right. He comes flying around that turn, going about 80 miles an hour.
Jeez.
To the point where his wheels were coming off the ground, which I got a good look at him because he missed me by about 5 feet. And
was he running from police?
Well, it had to be either a stolen vehicle or dude was just so ridiculously drunk that he had no idea what he was doing.
What time was this?
A little before 8. Because I got home, took care of what I needed to get taken care of, and then started walking over there. So, obviously, he hit a happy hour or had been day drinking. I don't know. Then the next thing he does is turn on another side street and hits the curb when he does that. And then about 15 seconds later, I hear a crash. And he'd gone around the corner. At that point, I was like, you know, you're not scared when it happens. But then afterwards, you're like, holy bleep. If I don't like take off running, I'm dead.
So, did he crash?
I guess so. I didn't go check on him. As far as I'm concerned, I hope he died.
Wow.
I got no love for that. He almost killed me. I mean,
death seems harsh, but okay.
I don't know. I don't know what he hit. Somebody obviously called the police because there were sirens shortly thereafter. But you know, hopefully he didn't hurt anybody. I mean, that's why you don't, don't steal cars.
Right.
And don't get stupid drunk. And then drive 100 miles an hour in a 30.
Preferably not.
What could be so important that you're in that big a hurry to get to if you're that drunk? Maybe you got to pee?
It could be that. It could have something to do with sex.
I hope he didn't get any. So.
Well, I'm sorry that you almost died.
Well, I'm kind of, this is like the third time in the last.
Way to tease.
6 months. I know you guys want me to die. That's okay.
It's been an outcry for it, I tell you.
That's probably the problem, and I kind of got to blame you for this. And my estate's going to probably have to sue you when this happens But I think your constant wishing for me to be dead on air has idiots like that looking for me.
Yes.
I think that's exactly what it was. And I'm pretty sure he had on an AJ Hoffman shirt. I couldn't tell.
Makes sense.
So, you know, just know when you succeed, there will be a lawsuit from my estate.
Okay. I'll await it. I didn't almost die last night.
Yeah? Did you do anything fun?
I watched basketball. I gave out Gonzaga last night as for my best bet of the week on the podcast. So knowing that you're going to receive a lot of feedback if you don't hit that game, I always like to stay up, make sure it goes the way I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
I would have liked to turn it off at halftime, but you never know.
Right. Right. And then you wake up and you look at your phone and it's like, bleep.
Yes. So it's my least favorite thing about doing the podcast is having to give out a best bet. And luckily it hit, but my wife was like, do we really have to stay up and watch this whole thing? I was like, yeah, I need to make sure. So did that and then watched, before that game came on, we were watching When They See Us.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, I don't think so.
It's about the Central Park Five.
No, I haven't seen that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
check that out.
Yeah, I'm looking for stuff to watch this weekend. But the good news is we had a good time after that. I mean, after I lived long enough to get over there, I had to hang out with Lawyer Dave and Rahelio, and Nick Sharara came and joined
Sharara.
Us. Sharara. So a good crew. But, I'm probably
thanks for the invite.
You always have an open invitation to that. You know that.
Okay.
Plus, you were going to. And then I went home and watched some. I think I'm going to watch the Aaron Hernandez thing this weekend.
I kind of want to watch it, but then my wife was like, I don't really care about it. He's not that interesting to me.
Yeah, that's a thing. I don't know what I'm going to learn from it that I don't already know, but I'll probably watch that. But that's about it. Watch some football, obviously, because we finally have. We're almost done with football. This sucks, okay? This is the part of the year.
Cherish it.
This is the part of the year where I start getting really depressed because we have three meaningful games left. And once we're down to the Super Bowl, it's like, oh, man. Just think how long it's going to be without football.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of, you're going to take grief over stuff. So I get a win and a push last night. Guess what people complain about?
The push?
Yep.
Yeah, well.
So. Okay. I'm not good at math, but I think if you bet, and I said pretty much I like them both the same, right? You bet one and you win. You bet one and you push.
You should be winning.
You should be winning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if you don't, even if you didn't play the one that wins, you only bet the one that pushed. Is that really something to complain about?
Well, somebody did because I don't bet unders. Didn't bet the under. I'm like, well, okay, that's a you problem. If I give you two bets, the hell?
Okay, but even then, that means he didn't lose any money.
Right.
Who bitches about not losing money?
Oh, everybody.
People are idiots.
I don't know if they're idiots. It's just
that's a stupid thing.
It's funny to me though. It doesn't matter. You know that's going to happen, right? Anytime you're not right. I mean, I wasn't wrong. But if you're not right, you're going to hear about how stupid you are. So yeah, that was my evening.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I think this weekend, because I don't have to do any sports map stuff, pretty sure I'm going to completely unplug from social media.
Okay.
And just not do Twitter, not do anything, and try to avoid human beings for a couple days.
There's worse things than that.
Yeah. I think that would benefit me. I could use a break from the people. Nothing personal. 90% of you are great. Jay Garcia, what about XFL? I'm not going to get excited about that until I see what it is.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And a lot of people asking, have you talked about the Outsiders this week? I recorded it, the first two, I guess. I have not watched it yet. So, it's on my list. I'm going to watch a lot of stuff this weekend. So, it's funny how you get different takes. Like Tim says, he's two episodes into the Hernandez doc, and it's quite good. And then Cody says, the Hernandez doc wasn't that great. The only thing new is he was extremely bisexual, which I'd read already. So
yeah.
I don't even know if that's new. So, Oh, well, I'm going to check it out. I mean, I kind of feel like I have to. Can I do one thing on this baseball thing and then be done with it?
Okay.
I want to postulate something.
Ooh.
And I want you guys.
You're going to publicly postulate?
I am. Because apparently all you have to do is just make stuff up and you're in this world and you're right.
Okay.
So I'm not making it up. This is a theory. And if I die, I want you guys to, you know, anytime in the next few months, when this comes out, I want you guys to give me credit for it.
Okay.
Fair enough. So remember during the steroid era?
Yep.
When they were saying, oh, the balls are juiced because everybody was hitting home runs?
Yes.
Turns out, no, the balls weren't juiced. Everybody else was.
Yeah.
You remember what they were talking about this summer about the baseballs?
Yeah.
Here's my theory that the baseballs are just the same as they've always been. All these teams knew what pitches were coming, hence more home runs.
Could be.
Remember who hit all those home runs this year? What's that team in Minnesota? What do you call them? The Twins, yeah. You remember who was on that roster that was on the Astros roster?
Marwin Gonzalez.
And what did they do? They set a record for home runs?
Yeah.
I think they knew what pitches were coming. And nobody cares because it's the Twins and they lost in the first round. But I think every one of these teams was doing something, and that's why there were more home runs.
Okay.
So that's my theory. I feel pretty good about it. In fact, I'm 100% sure that it's accurate.
All right.
Too bad I can't bet on that, but if I could, it would be on my bookie. And, guys, you want to get in on the games this weekend? We'll have RJ and company on later to talk about them. You want to get in on those hockey pushes that I'm throwing out there, or AJ's college basketball. UFC. We need to talk about that next segment. But UFC this weekend, they've got all kinds of things for you to play. So even though we're down to three meaningful football games, there's still a ton of stuff that you can bet on MyBookie. And they've got fast payouts, great promotions, 24/7 customer service. So if you got a problem at any time, even in the middle of the night, they got you covered, all at MyBookie.ag. And if you join now, they're going to match your deposit 50% all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. How about that? All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. And if you're already on MyBookie, make sure you keep an eye on your emails because they're giving you reload options all the time, special event options. And if you're not, get on there now. Promo code RADIO at MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, two hockey plays for the people, one tonight, one tomorrow. Like them both quite a bit. Tonight, Winnipeg-Tampa over six. That game's at Winnipeg, but over six there. And then tomorrow night, I have, where the heck did it go? Chicago-Toronto over 6.5. I'm actually going to go over a half here, which I haven't been doing much of. So those are your two. And that way, when people ask me later in the show, I can just say, hey, second segment, 4 o'clock hour.
There you go.
Two plays for you. And only one of them can push. So there's that. All right. Man, I didn't have a chance to talk UFC at all this week, but I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on it because pretty big card.
Yeah, well, sort of big card, big fight.
Big fight, but for the casual person like me, that's all I really care about is...
Yeah, it's a big fight, certainly. I would say that if you are betting the fight, and I don't have a great feel for who... I really think it's going to be a good fight. It wouldn't shock me if either guy won, but one guy's plus 300... You know which way I'm going to lean. Yep. You know, obviously there's a lot of money coming in on McGregor. And we've seen McGregor fight at 170 twice. The first time he got beat by Nate Diaz. The second time he could have gotten beat, or I mean, some people think he did get beat by Nate Diaz. So I don't think it's a great weight for him. You know, Cowboy only has a small cut. You know, McGregor walking around with more muscle, he'll probably tire faster. But what I will say is, the kind of fighter that's beat Cowboy in recent history has been a guy who comes forward, a pressure fighter, and that is certainly Conor McGregor. And Cowboy, the biggest issue, that the biggest change in him over the last few years is the way he reacts to content or to contact. So now if he gets hit hard, it's usually downhill in a hurry, which is always a concern. So I would probably expect it to be a quick fight one way or the other. I don't think it's going to be a decision. I don't think these guys are going to go five rounds. So, and again, I'll lean with the underdog just because.
So if it's going to be a quick fight, if you could get Cowboy under three rounds, you'd probably get a pretty nice price, right?
You'd get a really nice price, but you get a really nice price with Cowboy, period. I think if I were playing...
I'm getting greedy here.
I were playing under rounds, I'd probably just play under rounds, period. That way, whichever guy loses, I'm still good.
Okay.
But yeah, if you were getting greedy, I would say I lean to a short fight, and I lean to Cowboy winning. But mostly I lean to Cowboy winning because of the value.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I might want to throw a few bucks at it. So just for fun, just for rooting interest.
Yeah, everybody wants that.
Ty Stamper on the Twitch says, they actually did a study. 60% of home run increase was due to decrease in drag on the baseball, mostly due to lower seams. 40% was change in launch conditions, i.e. batters know what pitch is coming. And then somebody said, if you check the home road splits on the home runs, that would back up your theory better. I do want to make this clear. I'm not doing anything scientific here. I'm just doing what everybody else on Twitter is doing. I'm just throwing out.
It's just throwing stuff out.
I'm throwing it out. I'm throwing out a theory, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. If I actually went and studied that, that would back it up more. And I know one of you guys are going to. You're going to go look at home versus road splits. And if you find something big, then you're going to take that theory for your own. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy to share it with the people. Yeah. I'm like Bane. I'm returning things to you, the people. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Anything, any other fights on that card that interest you?
I mean, the Holly Holm fight with Raquel Pennington, the first time they fought, it was pretty good. But that's, I've only got relative interest in that. Diego Ferreira against Anthony Pettis, which will be the first card on the main card, the first fight on the main card. Diego is a guy who fights out of Texas. He trains with Alex Morano up in Dallas and Jeff Neal. Super, super good jiu-jitsu guy. And Anthony Pettis, obviously everybody knows him. Not quite what he was in his prime.
Right.
So it may be a chance for Hayata to steal some of his steam.
Couple of things just non-related here. I don't know if you saw, but the Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys, he's decided Kellen Moore is going to call the plays for him. Still.
I saw that.
Your thoughts?
I'm not mad at it.
They had a really good offense, except they couldn't score.
Yeah.
It was strange.
I mean, it's, you know, at least the guy realizes that a head coach shouldn't be calling all the plays. Like, maybe have people around you, and he's got a guy there who's already had some success. He feels like maybe the best thing to do is roll with him.
And maybe add some of your own things to it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a really cool thing for a head coach to do?
Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. I mean, I thought if you just look at the Cowboys' stats, you would have thought they were 12-4 last year.
Yeah.
Offensively. I mean, they, and it's so bizarre because, and obviously from a gambling perspective, you're always looking at yards per play, you're looking at yards per game. And, I mean, they were Super Bowl level at that, but. So I guess you just have to figure out how to translate that into points, and
yep.
Hopefully McCarthy can help do that. So 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So so far, for the old Cowboys-Texans, who would you rather have, blah, 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 argument that you guys do, I'm going to go point Cowboys now.
Okay.
Because they changed their coach. and he's going to let somebody else actually call the plays.
Okay. I don't know that I argue with that.
I also saw an interesting story today that I thought was right up your alley. Scott Gleason of USA Today, he speculates that the Big Ten could have 12 teams make the tournament in basketball.
I mean, that seems high.
That's why I wanted to ask you, because that number, I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah, I think I would have a really, really hard... I mean, obviously, they would have the most, but I don't think I can go with 12. Is that what he said?
He says 12.
I'd have to write down on a piece of paper. I'll do that during the break. Write down on a piece of paper what I think.
Because they have 14 teams in the league.
Yeah.
That would be unprecedented. But I was just curious because you are...
I mean, it would be more than unprecedented. I mean, that would be... It'd be ridiculous. But it's not... I guess it's not impossible. They've got 14 teams in the conference. Northwestern and Nebraska have no chance of making the tournament. So they would be saying that the rest of the other 12 would make it. I think that it's going to be tough because of they're going to kill each other off. I mean, somebody's going to go under 500 in conference. I don't picture them putting them in.
Yeah,
I think 10 is more likely.
That'd still be...
It would still be a lot. But
pretty amazing, yeah.
12, ooh.
All right, if you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Be happy to take your calls.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. And listen, man, if you are noticing that you've got to turn the heat on some nights and you got to turn the AC on other nights and, you know, your electric bill's going up, it could be because you got leaky windows. You could be heating or cooling the neighborhood besides just your house. Well, Allstate will take care of that, guys. It's unpredictable weather. They don't want you losing that out your old leaky windows. Let them check your windows for drafts. Call them today for your free window inspection. And if you decide you need new windows, 30% off all windows. Plus, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. So lots of great deals going on with Allstate. They're family owned and operated for over 45 years. They've got military discounts, senior discounts, the kind of people that you want to do business with. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or you can check out everything they've got going online at allstatesidingandwindows.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We'll definitely we'll dive into the NFL games at 5 o'clock, and then we'll hit them again in the 6 o'clock hour with R.J., Brad, and Fezzik, hopefully, assuming everybody's healthy. I guess R.J.'s been on the DL. All right, I guess it's IR now, or IL, whatever the hell you call it. I texted her earlier asking why we didn't want to talk more about the cheating scandal. I don't think there's anything else to say about it.
I mean, we've said all we need to say.
I get why you guys are interested. And to me, it's like the Patriots balls. It's like all of these things that get overdone. There's nothing that people are saying now that is new. I mean, anything you throw out there has been said. And it just, to me, it's pretty simple. If you're an Astros fan, if you're pissed off and don't want to wear an Altuve jersey now because he's a little cheater, okay. If you want to, okay, totally cool. And if you're somebody from outside, I really don't care what you think, because, you know, Chaz Palminteri and all these other idiots, I don't care what you think. Yeah. And neither should Astros fan. So everybody, you know, they got caught cheating. They did it. I'm sure other teams are going to get caught. But this endless, you know, breaking down of every tweet and everything that people are saying and false Twitter accounts, like we told you it was yesterday, it's just silly. And it's beyond, it's boredom. I guess people are just bored. But if you're a baseball fan, you should be rejoicing, because people actually care about your sport for once.
Yeah.
So there's that.
It's something to be excited about.
Yeah. And then did you see Jack Morris came out and said, oh, we were taking pictures in the 80s?
Right.
It's like, yeah, everybody's going to come out now. The closet is about to
be... Are you coming out?
No, I'm staying safely in my closet. But okay. The closet's about to be empty otherwise.
Okay.
So 713-780-ESPN.
In NB Sports, it wouldn't shock me if either guy won. Big brain take there. Well, the whole point is, I don't know who's going to win the fight, because I'm not a magician. I'm saying there's value in the underdog. And I think this is the same guy who yesterday was talking bleep about Rage Against the Machine. I think I'm just going to do myself a mental favor and just block. I don't like this guy.
Well, there you go.
He's bad for my energy.
Well, there you go.
I don't care about him.
Say goodbye.
Yeah.
Adios.
Been real.
See, you know what happens then.
Now he'll go tweet about what a big baby I am, yeah. And I don't care anymore.
But you won't see it, so you won't care.
I won't see it. It's all good.
Or he'll tweet at me, tell AJ this.
If
you're blocked by AJ and you come and you do that to me, guess what's going to happen to you?
If your Twitter account only exists to troll people, me, anybody, if that's all you do, I don't need it. I don't need that energy in my life.
Been trying to tell you. You give them one shot at you, and then, yeah, out of here.
Right? Isn't that what Lance says?
I think it's the hole. Suck the hole.
Suck the H. That's right. NNB Sports. Suck the H.
Go pick something to suck. We don't really care.
Whatever.
So, but there are people and I see more of them on the text line that just basically will say the exact opposite of whatever you say. So you're dumb. It's, you know, Rage sucks.
You're dumb.
Pick a winner. You suck at hockey. You had a push. Yeah. So that's why I'm really glad we're working on something that's going to get rid of the text line. But I mean, Twitter, you do it too. At least your name's on it on Twitter. I'm okay with that.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of times it's fake accounts.
Beltran's niece.
Beltran's niece, definitely. But I mean, that's, you know who, here's another theory for you. You know who that is, right? Because I said it's a major league player. It's Trevor Tyler.
Tyler Bauer?
Yes. It is Trevor Tyler Bauer.
I saw somebody float that it was Alex Cora.
I don't know who it is. I think it could just be some Yankee fan.
Because Trevor Tyler is the one who came out and said, oh, they were using buzzers under their shirt. And then suddenly this Beltran's niece comes out and says, that's what's happening. Yeah.
Man, I'm looking at a bracket site that I, you know, is pretty successful. They've got 12 teams in right now from the Big Ten. There's just so much season to play, though. Like,
somebody's going to have some injuries and go on a 5-game losing streak, and yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't even really think about
it. I was kind of curious, as the resident college basketball genius here. When I saw that, my first thought was, oh, that seems ridiculous.
Someone had asked me about my futures, my college basketball futures, and I went through them today, like saw where I got them at and what you could get that team at now. And I got a couple nice little value plays that I picked up early. I've already got 3 futures that you can basically light them on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like teams that probably won't make the tournament. So, but I do have a West Virginia ticket I feel good about. I have a Seton Hall ticket I feel great about. The only thing that pisses me off, I've got Seton Hall at 100-1, but I took it for a quarter of a unit instead of a big boy swing. And I've got Baylor at 150-1 for a half unit. That's not bad. But Davidson on fire. New Mexico, oh, forget it. And VCU, yeah, probably maybe an NIT future on VCU.
Well, yeah, that there's I'm sure that's a really popular bet.
I don't think that'll cash either way. And my biggest future was Gonzaga at 10-1. You can still get them at 9-1. So
that seems pretty good.
The problem is with futures this year, I wish I didn't have any futures, honestly. Like, now that I think about it, because there's now so many teams, because Gonzaga is a great example. At the time when I took Gonzaga, 10-1 is not a long shot by any stretch. They were probably fourth or fifth on the board,
yeah,
if that, to begin the season. But I took them because at the time I thought there was only like seven or eight teams with a chance to win. And then this season's gone on and you realize there's like 20 or 25 teams that could win the tournament. It's different than normal years. So I wish I didn't have any futures except for the Baylor and Seton Hall. I would take those still because the numbers are good.
So the ones that are...
The only ones that have good numbers on. That's all I would keep.
Yeah. Well, but if you get one of those right, you don't need to worry about the other ones, right?
Well, that's true. But like, those are legit. I mean, I think real possibilities. I also have an Illinois 250-1 ticket. And Illinois is going to make the tournament. They can't shoot. I don't think there's any way they're going to win the tournament. But I've got a ticket that will be really exciting if they get there. It'll make me cheer for them.
And they'll be one of 12 teams from the Big Ten.
Yeah, it might be.
A32 says it's his birthday tomorrow. He's going to play the $200 tournament in Coushatta. Good cards to you, sir, and happy birthday.
Good cards.
Hope you win. But I like that. I like that tournament. I haven't been over there in a while, but I kind of need to get a weekend where I go do something out of town. But unfortunately, not going to happen right now. So 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. ATF says ain't no way Penn State's getting an attorney.
I don't think so either. I think Penn State's one of the ones that ends up falling off as the season goes on.
Well, somebody has to,
but
right?
But they're in it now. Like, if the tournament started today, Penn State would be in. Minnesota would be in. But those are the two that jump out to me as teams that probably won't be there.
Marvel House once said somebody called in earlier today and it sounded like Garrett Cole. I was listening to that driving in on Usual Suspects. That dude did sound like Garrett Cole. Oh, I'm certain Garrett Cole's still not in Houston. I'm certain Garrett Cole has moved off to wherever he is planning to live.
Or he's living in California. And
yeah. But, I mean, that dude did sound just like him. It's like, but he wasn't really making any points that a Garrett Cole would be making. So, yeah. I also, people asking Sam Houston picks. They're on the website, and they're also at the track. And I like tomorrow night's card an awful lot. Tonight I'm kind of iffy on. But I will be playing from home just because there's races.
So sensitive. Blocking guys you don't like who don't disagree or who don't agree with you. What a baby.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm a giant baby.
It's not about... I'm going to do my best to explain this, and maybe, it's not about people disagreeing with you. It's about people who are intentionally trying to troll.
I don't care if people disagree. I mean, I have good discussion on Twitter with people all the time who are, like, actually looking to have a discussion.
That I disagree with, and sometimes I learn something from them. Sometimes they learn something from me. I like that. But, yeah, if you're just going to pick everything I say and go after it, then you're just a turd. And that's all you're worth. And you should be flushed. And that's all that's happening. AJ is flushing a turd here. Sorry.
Two now. Bye.
Well, but people don't get it. What they consider, argument or disagreement. It's just, you suck is not a disagreement.
Yeah.
So.
That's one of those, if I suck, if you hate every opinion I have, why are you following me on Twitter unless it's just to troll? And if it is, then cool. Troll someone else that you don't like. It ain't going to be me.
Yeah, then there was a knucklehead today that tweeted at us and said we were praising Mike Fiers.
I saw that too. No one praised Mike Fiers.
I mean, I'm like, there's enough stuff you can come after me for.
I shouldn't say no one praised Mike Fiers. No one on this show praised Mike Fiers.
No. I mean, did I not call him a rat?
Yes.
Several times and, express my opinion of rats? But there's so many things you can come after me for that I say that I'm more than happy to respond to. But this, like the last 2 weeks, people have just been making bleep up. I mean, that's just made up. It's no, there's no factual basis for that. I can't even remember when I said anything even remotely nice other than at least he put his name on it. That's about the nicest thing I said. And, you know, it's just like, I don't know where you, some of you guys get these ideas that, oh, well, you know, that's what you said. No, it's not. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I cry for you with tears of holy joy.
For all the days of still come. You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number. Happy Friday. Hope everybody's got a fun one planned. You got any fun plans this weekend other than sports? No baseball or anything?
Yeah, I'll have baseball, but... That's on Sunday. I don't know what I've got going on. My wife's in charge of all that. I don't have time to think.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm enjoying freedom right now. May go down and visit my grandmother this week, who's still in the hospital. Probably do some time for that. But otherwise, football.
There you go.
So, do you see that Kyler Murray is interested in playing baseball?
I thought that he said before the NFL draft that he wanted to only play football. He wasn't interested in baseball anymore.
Well, apparently Bob McManaman tweeted this out.
McManaman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talked to Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray today and asked him if he would ever consider playing in the NFL and MLB in the same calendar year. I think I could. Athletically, I think, yeah, I could do it. I've been playing both my whole life. I would love to add that to my resume. Now, there's no time frame for this, but if I'm him, I'm focusing on NFL.
Winning more than five games?
Yeah.
That's like what I would focus
getting
on.
Getting better?
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Which he didn't suck this year.
No, he wasn't as bad as I thought he could be.
He didn't turn the ball over as much as I thought he would. So, I mean...
He didn't get hurt too much.
No, he was fine.
Considering.
But, yeah, if I'm the Cardinals, I'm like, dude, let's work on this football thing. You told us you were in on this. All right?
Yeah, I would have had that.
Should tweet him and ask him about. You know what? Kyler Murray blocked me for his mental health.
There you go.
I can't be mad at it.
He didn't like being called short.
It's all good.
So, and I think if enough people quit telling him he's short, he'll stop believing it. And he'll feel better about his life. So, today was photo day for us.
Yes.
Aaron, did you actually get photos taken?
Yes, I did.
Are you pleased with them?
I didn't even look at them.
I didn't either. I think you're the only one who looked at them.
Well, you know, just because I'm the ugly one, so I want to make sure that my photos don't look
you're
terrible.
Not the ugly one. You're the ugliest one.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean,
pretty much of everybody, but, you know, so I want to make sure that...
Let me think about
it. It looks functional. So there were some decent
probably,
ones.
Probably so.
I went hat and no hat, though. I think the hat ones are better.
You wore a hat?
Yeah, I got my Westworld hat that I wear sometimes.
No. I'm going to tell them they can't put that on
You don't get to make that decision, do
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Hate to break it to you.
On Sports Map, I don't, but on, like, ESPN975.com...
Nope, you control what's on air.
Nope.
And
you'd be surprised.
Hate to break it to you, but
you'd be surprised.
You know who doesn't work for you? This guy.
I'm not talking to you.
Doesn't matter. When you guess who does work with me on all the website stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Not you. So, you know, I'll just go to my guys and say, yep, this is what I want. I get to pick what I want anyway. This is America. You know, you can't sit here and dictate what photos I use. Dickweed. No, in all honesty, it's about time because, I mean, some of the photos that we've been throwing out there are, 7 years old? So we really should do this, like, once a year. Update everything. So, All right. 713-780-3776. So he said Larry Fitzgerald said he's not retiring, Fred. Did I say Larry Fitzgerald was retiring?
No.
I mentioned Larry Fitzgerald in any sentence? Okay. Thanks for that. I don't really know what it means, but okay. You know what? We should just do a whole show where we just totally make stuff up. Just off the top of our heads. I think we should do that. Once we have a day where we don't have football coming up and things like that, just a completely made-up show about everything.
Okay. Today or
no, not today. A different day. Yeah, okay. No, but we'll make up stories about people having sex with an ostrich.
Okay.
That's a Letterkenny reference. We'll make up all kinds of stuff, and then people will believe it.
The guy got one of his buddies to tweet us. How are you guys going to block my boy for making good points?
That's probably, you know what he probably what, did?
If your boy told you he made a good point, your boy lied to you. That was a lie. And well, I don't think Fred blocked him.
I didn't. But you know what? He's got 14 followers. The guy that tweeted us. Probably the same guy.
It's probably the same guy, yeah. But that's all good. If he starts saying douchey stuff, he can get the block too. Mm. I'm telling you, 2020 is, I'm turning into Dikembe Mutombo this year. Like, if you're just out there talking noise for and you're giving me no conversation, like, if you're not bringing anything positive into my life, I don't need you. Like, I think I've been pretty good about, hell, I might even, I mean, would you agree that I think I'm as good as anybody about interacting with people on Twitter?
Oh, you do it a lot more than I do.
Like, I answer people's questions, but, like, if that's all you're doing, then...
Not today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that last year. That's why I started doing that. Basically, if you send a troll tweet, and guys, we can all tell what troll tweets are. I'll give you one, and if I respond to you, or you're just, you know, a lot of times I can tell right away that no matter what I say, you're just going to keep coming after me. But I'll give you one. And then if you keep doing it, then you're gone.
Yeah.
It's that simple. But I'll give you one response. If you follow me, if you don't follow me, I really don't give a rat's ass. I will block your ass for no reason. I'm serious. If you just say something I don't like, I got no use for that. But if you're following me, I give you at least a little bit. So.
David on Facebook said he wanted to lighten up the mood and thank you guys for all the entertainment you've provided day in and day out for him and asked if you've ever missed doing the midday show.
Do I miss doing the mid... Like, doing the midday show for me now would be really hard.
Yeah.
Because I've got meetings and stuff going on. What I really wish... Maybe I'll switch us to the morning shift and John and Lance to the afternoons.
I actually would be for that at some point, mainly from a selfish perspective.
Yeah, totally selfish.
It would be easier. It would be easier on both of us with the jobs we have.
Yeah.
There's no question. More day drinking for me, which I'm for. And the other thing is, from a selfish standpoint, we had the number one show in midday in the city when we were middays. We've had the number one show in the afternoons. I'd like to have the number one show in the city in the mornings. Because I can't imagine too many people in this city have ever done that, if any. And, you know, that's just that's a selfish thing. I admit it, selfish, hand raised, okay. Definitely. But... I mean, it would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, does that interest you at all to be able to say, hey, look, bitches, look what we did for all you haters.
I don't really care about that.
I do.
I just want to make my life better.
Well, I mean, that too, but.
I'm totally selfish.
But it really would fit better with, you know, the jobs that we have outside of the show. But I still like afternoons for now at some point. You know, if those guys die before me, I might try to talk you into that. It's good to know that it wouldn't take much effort. Chad in Spring says you need to stop saying Bill O'Brien's a great coach. Boom. Yep. Yep. Oh, man. So, I don't know what's up with people today. I mean, it's Friday.
Got to get down on Friday.
Everybody should be in a good mood.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're not. And maybe you're just Astros fan and you're sick of Yankee fan or whatever. Okay, that's fine. But don't bring that evil over here. We're not, it's not like we're not sitting here trolling you on the Astros. You should have fun. So here's what we're going to do. When we come back, it's going to be fun. We're going to talk football. Okay. We're going to talk the damn games.
The damn games?
The damn games this weekend.
Okay.
And when the clock switches over to 5 o'clock, all of you nonsense guys, you're banned for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Send whatever you want and ain't getting on. It's all fun from here. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.